This has come down to more modern times. I'll give an example here. In Japan in the 1950s and 60s, there was an epidemic that broke out. It resembled polio to some extent, in that it started with stomach problems and then would in many cases lead to peripheral neuropathies. That means damage to the peripheral nerves, blindness, paralysis, even death. And by the time the epidemic was over in 1970, 11,000 victims had been hit. Now, it grew slowly at first and then accelerated throughout the 1960s, ultimately leading to panic when the Japanese public believed that they were all going to be infected, and the Japanese news media, in fact, the world news media, pushed very hard this idea that we had a deadly infectious disease here. Some great number of labs and two or three separate commissions were formed by the Japanese government and their National Institute of Health, looking for the viruses that caused SMON, as it was called. The name was SMON, S-M-O-N, subacute myelooptic neuropathy. So, in other words, referring to the blindness. But you don't have to remember that name. You won't be quizzed on it later. SMON, S-M-O-N, had an acronym very much like AIDS. And it was thought to be infectious. It was noticed, but not paid attention to, that it was not, it would hit some healthcare workers, but it stayed carefully confined within certain kind of clusters and had very odd risk groups. For example, middle-aged women were hit particularly hard. Now, middle-aged women are not usually the first risk group you think of for infectious diseases. They're not going to get the venereal diseases first. They're not as exposed to the public. They don't get the flus necessarily first. They're not going to be getting hepatitis first. They just don't get the infectious diseases first, and yet they were the ones bearing the brunt of the disease. Also, it seemed to be clustered, but it didn't quite break out into the general population. Furthermore, there was a correlation noticed that the patients who developed SMON also tended to have a pre-existing disorder, a gastrointestinal disorder, amoebic dysentery very often, stomach problems that then could develop into SMON, but it seemed to be a separate thing. So there were certain correlations noticed but not paid attention to. At least a dozen viruses were isolated and blamed as the cause of the SMON epidemic. And then it, for the second time, there was a time in the early 60s, early to mid 60s, where one intrepid scientific researcher noticed that essentially all of the patients that he had with SMON could be confirmed to have used a particular prescription drug. Its generic name is clioquinol. Its brand name was Enterobiofarm. It was an amoebic, anti-amoebic agent. It was taken, the idea was that you swallow it, goes through your stomach and kills the amoebae and gets rid of dysentery problems. It was being widely prescribed in Japan at the time. Its prescription and spread was growing. It was not used so much in any other country in the world for various reasons. And, this drug was assumed that it couldn't cause anything because it wasn't absorbed into the body. It was supposed to go just through the guts and out. But in any case, most of the patients had been using this drug. The connection was noticed again finally in 1970 by a couple of the virus hunters who were a little more honest than the rest, even after all the great momentum and push for searching for the virus, and noticed again that virtually all the patients had green coatings on their tongues and green urine, which is not your everyday occurrence. It turned out that these were residues of the drug clioquinol. And therefore, that virtually all the patients, it turns out, were taking this prescription drug clioquinol. When the connection was clearly established, the Japanese government banned the drug clioquinol in August of 1970. Within 30 days, the entire epidemic, which had been rising steadily for 15 years, dropped off and disappeared forever, has never been back. It turns out it was caused by a prescription drug prescribed by doctors for a different condition. And this is why stomach problems would lead to the SMON. The drug, as it turns out, we now know, was being absorbed into the body. It was damaging the nervous system. It could injure. It could kill, permanently cripple. In animals, it will cause the SMON syndrome. And all of this was proved. And yet, to this day, the whole thing, of course, collapsed into, it was a panic in the Japanese news. By 1970, before the drug was banned, the entire Japanese public was afraid that they were all going to catch the SMON virus and die. Members of families were ostracized and thrown out. And there was great panic. And then when the whole thing collapsed, there were, of course, thousands of families who now began suing the government, and a number of years later, and late in the 70s, finally the whole lawsuit, with lawsuits and class action lawsuits, hundreds of millions of dollars in liability and so forth, the whole incident ended. However, to this day, believe it or not, the virus hunting mania is so intense that scientists in Japan, as well as to some extent in Europe and the United States, are reviving the idea that a virus caused this now extinct Smon epidemic. So the virus hunters simply would not let go.